Right, Central and Western District, harbourfront enhancement and revitalisation, Western wholesale food market. We have been and seen, and we all think there is huge scope for creating facilities there for the enjoyment of the community. And we have with us Cheryl Chow from the Central and Western District office. Cheryl, all on your own, I'm afraid. I know the vice chairman is there, but I'm worried about the poor lady at the far end of the table. She must feel somewhat threatened. Don't feel threatened, Cheryl. Please, would you brief us on this proposal? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you for the opportunity today to give members an update on an initiative of the Central and Western District Council in enhancing and revitalizing our harbourfront site.
Sorry to butt in. Should we have a declaration of interest, perhaps?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the Vice Chairman of the Central and Western District Council.
You're welcome to stay, and indeed, we'll probably ask for your comments as well. Thank you. Please, sorry, off you go, Cheryl.
Okay, so I'm here to give an update on the initiative of the Central and Western District Council in enhancing and in revitalizing our harbourfront site in Central and Western District. Basically, the project is called the Harbourfront Enhancement and Revitalization at the Western Wholesale Food Market. What we nickname here is HERE Project. I'll give a brief background on the project. As members would be aware, the Central and Western District Council has always been aspiring for an early realization of a continuous and vibrant district promenade. And with the central section of the district promenade taking shape, the district council is looking into possibility to develop the western side of the promenade, basically from the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park towards the west side, that is the Kennedy Town area. There are indeed huge development potentials of the western harbourfront site, especially at the western wholesale food market, which I'm sure our members would know quite well. About 6 hectares in area, and there are basically 5 piers, but 4 of the piers are not in operation, so there are huge development potentials there. The District Council has actually been putting some money to revitalize the wholesale market promenade in the past 2 years by organizing food festivals and carnivals over 2 days period and attracting over thousands of visitors there. And this initiative is actually very much welcomed by the community. Also, the District Council actually plans to use some of its district minor works funding to turn the drive, a part of the driveway of the wholesale market, into open space. But of course, because district council funding is not a lot, relatively speaking. So, and against this background, as you are aware, in earlier this year, the chief executive announced an initiative that is the signature project scheme in his policy address this year. The idea is to give district council, each district council, a sum of $100 million to do some kind of large-scale project which would have positive and sustainable impact on the district, and projects that could meet the district needs. And because this is quite a substantial amount of money for the district council, the Central and Western District Council has actually conducted a public consultation exercise earlier this year to invite public views as to how this amount of money could be spent in the district. And not surprisingly, with quite a majority, if not overwhelming support, the community welcomes that the money be put on enhancing the harbourfront area adjoining the wholesale market. Basically, what they want to do is to see the harbourfront area to turn into a vibrant promenade and an open space for public enjoyment. This project was endorsed by the District Council at its meeting on the 21st of March. And a steering committee on this project was particularly established to oversee the implementation of the project. So even though I'm sure members will be quite knowledgeable about the site area, but I will just briefly mention what we are talking about here. The site, you will see, you know, the red square basically is our project site. It comprises four piers of the wholesale market, which is not in operation. We have quite a long promenade of 500 meters, but it's only like 6 meters wide. So basically, that comprises the core site. Actually, to the west of the site is the Western District Public Cargo Working Area, which is still in operation. And to the east side, we have the fifth pier, which basically has its peak operation hours from like midnight to early mornings, basically for unloading and loading of freshwater fish products. And further east, we actually have the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Park, but in between, we have a two-way site currently occupied by two worst departments. That is the Drainage Services Department and the Water Services Department. These work sites will gradually be released back to the administration for development of open space in due course. But the earliest opportunity, what we see now, is almost towards the end of next year or even 2015. The west side we're talking about is about approximately 5,600 square meters in area, four piers, driveways, and also you will notice that to the on the left side of the site area, that is the purple area. We actually put in the public cargo area, exit area into our project site as well. Basically, the cargo working area has agreed to release that part, about 220 square meters, for turning into probably the future entrance point of the promenade. So, as I've mentioned, we have conducted a public consultation exercise to gauge the views of the public as to what they expect from the wholesale market promenade. Basically, the expectations are quite simple. They want the promenade, they want the harbourfront area for public enjoyment, because currently the wholesale market is restricted to market operators, basically, well, unless you know, you actually trespass the area. Actually, they are not open for the public. They are actually looking for something quite basic, something that they can enjoy easily, you know, benches, you know, fitness facilities. Of course, they are also looking for something, some ancillary facilities that can facilitate the enjoyment, such as lighting and toilets. Some have actually made quite specific suggestions as to what they want, such as fishing area, because it is a very prominent waterfront area. Some would hope that there would be some kiosks or even a fresco dining area. Of course, we know that, you know, this area has all along been desired to develop into a cycleway. Some also want at least part of the area to be pet garden. Of course, some members of the public are also quite concerned about the accessibility to this promenade area, because it's currently restricted and basically it's not designed for promenade development. Well, what I mean, no landmark here is they are not looking for something like, you know, those structures that we see in other districts that is basically for beautification. They are not looking for those things. They just want something simple. They just want something that they can enjoy. But of course, they will also welcome some what we call the part furnitures if they meet their expectation. A few members of the public have actually suggested that we can actually add a deck on the pier structures, but on this point we'll elaborate a little bit further later. When we talk about development, of course, we have to know the constraints and of the site. It's not an easy site, I would say, because we actually have a wholesale market in full operation. It works round the clock, but the peak hours will be from midnight to early mornings. For wholesale market, definitely the loading requirements are quite high, especially when we talk about the driveway, which we have to take part of it for the promenade development. So here what we can sum up is the width issue, how wide we can take from the market for development of the promenade. That is the 500 meters promenade, but how wide we can take, whether it's 6 meters or something more. Also, even though we have four piers, but we still have the fifth pier, which would not be developed under this project. It is still in operation, even though it's not very active, but still there are some activities going. So that would be one of the constraints here. Pedestrian flow, of course, when we talk about promenade development, you know, public access is very important. But as I've mentioned earlier, it's not designed for public access. So when we work out the detailed design, we have to take care of the pedestrian flow. Also about the car parking requirements, because, you know, normally, you know, if we envisage, you know, families bring their kids there, you know, some might prefer, you know, driving, even though we are not very much encouraging it. Time planning issue, it's not a big problem at this moment, because we are talking about open space development, and open space is always permitted in this site. But if we want something a little bit more, such as alfresco dining, if we are talking about having a restaurant on the piers, it's a fancy idea, but we have time planning concerns. Protection of harbour law, hopefully we are not going to have to deal with it, because the only problem is if, subject to more detailed technical assessment, if we have to significantly increase the loading of the piers for some works, we might or might not have to build some superstructures on the piers. That might or might not have implications on the seabed or seawall, thus the implications of the protection of the harbour law thing. And of course, at the end of the day, we only have limited resources of $100 million, and it's not a lot in terms of words. Having known the constraints, we also have to address the needs. Of course, I've mentioned the public expectation on the project. The overall planning for different harbour sites, we have to bear in mind that even though this is quite a prominent harbour front development project in Central and Western District, we are not going to put everything we want in this particular site, because we have constraints in the site, and also we actually have different harbourfront sites in the district, especially to the west of the district in the Kennedy Town, which I think is the next item of the day. They have probably more development potentials because they have bigger space and better conditions. So when we plan, we can actually think of things we can put here or elsewhere. And of course, accessibility basically is the connectivity point. As I've mentioned, you know, the access is, I would say, probably the biggest issue facing the project. So having regard to all the development constraints and needs, here we come up with a project scope, a very basic project scope for further discussion within the government and with the district council as well as the public. We are basically talking about the worst elements and the non-worst elements. For the worst elements, it's something that you can expect from a promenade development. We have to do improvement to the existing paving, strengthening strengthening of the pier structures. Of course, you know, for safety reason, we have to have some sort of railings along the promenade. Some leisure zones, active or passive, fitness facilities or something that can, I think, probably like, you know, children's play area, things like that. Landscaping, hopefully more greening features, and suitable petition that is to address the point about separating the market operation from the promenade. Of course, the improvement to asset points, things to enhance the connectivity to the hinterland, and also something to do about the nearby car parking spaces, and of course, provision of ancillary facilities such as toilets and lightings, etc. For the non-worst elements, basically, is the software. We want to turn this into a decent promenade, but we also want to turn it into a vibrant one. So, for the non-worst elements, we have to ensure that there is quite an active community involvement program. Featuring activities such as, you know, weekend markets or bazaars or, you know, festivals, which have actually been doing for over 2 years, funded by the district council. And of course, we have to make known the place, so we have to reserve some money for publicity. For partners of the project, the Architectural Services Department will be the West Agent, as with other prominent development project. LCSD would be the management and maintenance agent, similar to other prominent projects. And NGOs, the non-government organizations, we would hope that, you know, the majority of the community involvement program will be delivered by them, because they will have, you know, more brilliant ideas, and this would indirectly enhance the vibrancy of the harbour. So the work plan, because it involves, basically it's a public works project, as you all know, we have to undergo quite some sort of procedures within the government. We have to do basically two rounds of submissions. The first round basically is the works, the scope of the project which I've presented. We have submitted to our headquarters of the Home Affairs Department, and they are looking into it. After the first submission, the Works Department will work on the technical feasibility things, and this will be a critical one because we have quite a lot of technical issues to sort out. Hopefully, by the end of this year, hopefully, you know, we will sort out all the technical issues. But during this period, we are not just sitting there and doing nothing. We, in collaboration with the District Council, will start the public engagement process again to really get into the minds of the people what they really want for this site. Hopefully, there will be some sort of publicity going. And of course, you know, for the third year, we will organize the festival or the carnivals at the wholesale market, also funded by the District Council. On one hand, it has some sort of become a regular program, and also it will be a promotional activity of the signature project as well. Hopefully, when all the technical things are sorted out, we will start the detailed design. Basically, it will use up almost the whole 2014, and this will be a critical stage because all the details will, you know, be bring out, and we will of course bring any draft designs to the task force again for comments, for views. And when all things ready, we will be ready to go to LegCo, because even though we have reserved $100 million, it's still not in our pocket, so we have to go to LegCo. All the stages, hopefully we'll finish everything by the second quarter of 2015. And by then, we will prepare all the tendering works and also pre-works publicity. And hopefully the works could commence by the end of 2015 for completion by 2017. That's all we'd like to say for now, and I welcome Members View. Thank you.
Carol, thank you very much. I mean, I think, first of all, we should probably put on record, we should put on record how much we welcome this initiative by the District Council. It's something that we have talked about and we have had on our work plan, but it's very good to see the district council, I think, taking the initiative in the way they've done, and I think we should put that on record. Gerald, can you just put up your plan with the site? I just think in front of members, I think that's quite useful with the peers. That one, yeah, because I think members may want to comment on that. Members, generally, reaction, I would have thought, very positive. Paul?
Chairman, I was laughing because the LCSD gets two sites on the waterfront in the southern district, and now they got one here in the central western district, so I was telling the LCSD getting very busy. which is maybe the problem, that the only problem that I have with this project is why only be finished in 2017? I think the number one requirement here, and that the community wants, is the ability to walk from one side to the other side. And I think that the Central Western District Council should maybe not use LCSD and RTSD, but maybe they should use CDD and very quickly make sure that people can walk from one side to the other side, open it up. Why do all the design work, all the detailed work that take years, when actually what people want to do is be able to run in the morning and take the babies to Sun Yat-sen Park, and instead of having to walk along the road, walk along this route? So I would try to figure out a quick win, now that you're going to do this anyway, of maybe if a district minor works, to quickly open it up as the footpath and make that a priority and get it done quickly rather than try and go through all these difficulties. If you open it up quickly, then you have the love from the nation, and then you can get re-elected before 2015, and then I wouldn't wait for 2017 to have all the little details sorted out. Open up the fans. That would be my attitude toward this project. The number one win of this one is connectivity. Everything else you're talking about is all secondary. That's all making it nice. But the number one win, 80 to 90% of this win, because this basically goes behind the back, is the connectivity. Everything else, sitting out areas, kiosks, and all of that is, to me, of lower additional value. It's nice to have, but that's not where you win the people with. Get them to be able to walk that waterfront there, and they love you. So that will be my first point. Chairman, I have a number of other points to make. I haven't heard anything about public marine access, and so can I still park my boat against the side of the pier? And if not, why not? Because it's me? What? That's not very nice. Anyway.
Keep going.
I was just my neighbour. So, Chairman, let me just...
Keep going.
Exactly. Thank you. Keep going. In terms of any future town planning requirements that allows food and stuff like that, I think that maybe in your concluding remarks, Chairman, you could already say that we would fully support any application to the town planning board which would allow additional uses, including people eating and drinking and going to the toilet here. I mean, I think that the fact there's no town planning concern, it should not be a concern. That's just a paperwork issue. As far as our support, I think, as wide as possible. I would actually think that government has to tell the district council the number of operators that will be impacted. So if you only have a width of 5 meters, how many operators are impacted? If you're going to meet as 10 meters width, how many operators are impacted? And I guarantee you, there's just a few guys who use the truck entrance on the back, and they are objecting. But the majority, 80, 90% of the users of this wholesale market are not impacted. If you get more, it's just a few guys that use the back roads. And you should not let these few guys, give them hassle and let the food and hygiene department, the AFCD, sort it out with them. But, really, we're talking about a minimum number of operators are asking for the use of the back roads. And you should just say, sorry, can't use it. So I think, Chairman, I hope in your concluding remark you could support as wide as possible, and that we should give pressure to AFCD or ask specifically AFCD the question of how many operators are impacted if you make it wider. The other thing is the point of cross traffic. I heard the District Council HAD make a comment about the risk of cross traffic on that one pier that's being used. I must point out to you the central ferry piers are used daily for cargo handling. And there is a massive amount of cross traffic around the promenade, and we have found out that it's not a problem. I've objected to the use of cargo handling at the central ferry pier now for 2 years, and it appears not to be a problem. So if somebody tells you that there is a problem with cross traffic, ignore them, because it's not a problem. Central therapies, we have no problem with cargo handling, and here you have problems with cargo handling. Nonsense. Come and look at the ferry pier. You know, there's everything going back and forth. So anybody tells you there's a problem, tell them to go home, because, you know, there's no problem. It's just objection for objection's sake. Then on the pet park, again, to me, if this is a connectivity, I think what people would love to do is be able to walk their dog on the leash. When it's a pet park, it is about ability to let your dog off the leash. But people want to walk the entire route with a dog. You don't make it a pet park, but at least agree with LCSD that they do the same as at the one in Quarry Bay, that they it's allowed. Under the pleasure ground ordinance, it's allowed to walk your dog, unless it's forbidden. But otherwise, it's allowed. It's under the pleasure ground rules. So why don't you allow the dogs here and put in a dog latrine? And then in terms of an area to let your dog loose, you know, maybe you have area, but I don't think you have space to do it here. So just put in a dog latrine at some places, and then you're done. But I think then, you know, everybody will love you. Those would be my issues, Chairman.
Thank you. Cheryl, I suggest you treat these large as observations and then take them back to the council and share them with the council, I think. If there's anything particularly you want to answer, do, but I think it's more a question of members sharing with you their thoughts, please. Peter?
Well, firstly, I think it's entirely...
Peter!
It's entirely necessary to support the Central and Western signature project. It's essential to support all these signature projects. I think they're great ideas, but... Is that a signature project? I'm not sure. They've sailed enough. But you know, we're talking about the harbour front here, and I think the harbour front really needs to be seen as being a resource for the entire community, not just Central and Western. The key is getting it open and accessible in the first place, really. I do appreciate that the piers, we did look at this in detail before, actually. They probably would have to be reinforced somewhat to support any kind of building, but I would have thought that this would be worthwhile, and it would be actually doable. And the reason is that I think we need, in an area like this, which after all could be one of the first really good, interesting, mixed-use, diverse projects, we need to get as much of a mix here as possible. Looking at the community comments, there was some sort of the usual kind of range of things that range from dog parks to cycle tracks to... But one of them was a decked pier structure, and I think that is interesting. Perhaps we don't have to be too ambitious too quickly, but it does seem to denote a potential for the community to, you know, generate some interesting uses, cafes, etc. And the key really is mix and diversity. Cafes on piers, I don't think, are actually a fancy idea. I think they if they were, we'd have more of them. And in fact, we have none of them at all around the harbour. So it does seem eminently desirable. We could even bring in Guidos from Central, for example. I would have thought that the signature project is to open up the harbour front really generally for public enjoyment and to really, as part of this, not just look at it in isolation, but to bring about appropriate connections and decent landscape and a great setting for community festivals and carnivals, as you've said. I do hope we don't get yet another dog park on the waterfront. Why on earth dog owners can't go to country parks, I don't know, but the dogs on or off leash here, I wouldn't have thought was terribly great. I think the final point I'd like to make is that I think, although, you know, this is a signature project, it's a very important one in terms of the waterfront, and I would like to see additional funding really made for this. It's more than just an open space. It might be the first really innovative mixed-use development, and we should use this as a catalyst, I think, for more extended promenade conservation. So, in summary, let's do it properly and let's do it comprehensively.
Good, thank you. Madame?
Thank you, Chairman. We discussed this project, I think, a year ago, and I'm fully supportive of this, and I'm happy to see that there's some push for this project. I'm more sort of looking at this as, you know, something to be basic and fast, let the people have the use of the promenade. A lot of places we go to, we'll see this children play area and you know, exercise area and all that. In fact, what, for the promenade being so small, I really would feel keep it basic and really less is more. Regarding the Pier 5, since the operating hours is so short, I just wonder whether we could actually extend this project to Pier 5 and have some restriction on the hours for the promenade. That would be really great, because then you just need to wait for the HETS project to finish and then you can extend that to the park. That would be even better.
Thank you. Shuki, thank you.
As a member of the Harbourfront Commission, also as a resident of the Central and Western District.
Interesting.
In fact, I attended twice the carnival's event in that particular area. I took my whole family there twice. I bought the farmer's sort of produce. Actually, it was a very, very nice experience. I think this is quite a worthwhile project. This is not because it's simply this is a waterfront project. This has a food market.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere along, everywhere, there is a food market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think we should, I agree with Peter, we should expand the users. Don't worry about town planning issues. I think we have to bring in all the users into the area, because this location is so close to the adjacent residential area. It's about 100 meters. Yeah. It's very leisure walk if you can provide good connectivity. Yeah. And also bring in Dai Pai Dong, not just Western style restaurants. Ask the food market operators to participate. I think they can open up their own stores if they can. And where? I don't know. I mean,
in the food market.
Don't disbenefit the current operators. Let them benefit from your proposal. I think this is a good win-win situation that we can actually take that as a good example of energizing the waterfront. And I also noticed the completion year 2017,
yeah.
4 years too long. And within the 4 years, are you going to close up the entire waterfront? I don't know. I hope you can bring back the annual whatever carnivals between now and 2017. I think that sort of vibrancy has to be maintained and bring in the residents from the nearby areas as well from entire Hong Kong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. It's not often we get such unanimous support. It's great. Winnie, you want to say something?
Yes, Chairman. I heard that many members would like to expedite this project. I think it's not fair to ask Cheryl to talk about the timing, because it's actually... Let me try to explain the normal type of public works project, which... for promenades, a normal time frame is like 5 years. From bidding of resources to go through all those procedures, designs and constructions, tendering, etc. So this is what I mean, those proper type of projects that has to go through all these process. So I'm sure LCSD will know about the whole process, right? And that and that's exactly why we have been pursuing a number of quick wins in the past few years to have an early realization of our vision to have more promenades open up. And those quick wins, so to speak, are actually funded under the type of minor works projects, which at present is under 30 million. And that the most problematic part of using a minor works project type of way to go through to proceed with promenades is that minor works does not have recurrent funding. So for this type of promenade project, which is a bit more large scale, that we need to have a proper type of funding process, which also provides recurrent funding for the proper management and maintenance. At present, all those quick win projects are actually funded by DEVB under my vote at present. And that we do have sort of constraints of taking up all these in the long run. So that's why we call it quick win, and that when we have those proper type of projects, then we will bid for long-term recurrent resources to take over all these projects. So that explains why it actually is a normal course for all types of public works projects. It's not just promenades. So promenades is just one type of public works projects. And that for, if you see from Cheryl's presentation, actually it has advanced the project by at least 1 year, because we don't need to bid resources internally, because they have a designated funding for this purpose, though they still have to go through LegCo, etc. So this explains, actually they have been, with this district signature project, we have been able to advance this project by 1 year or more, because we have to bid resources among all types of projects within the government, not just designated a funding for promenades. So I hope I could explain a bit of the background so that members may have a more understanding when talking about the time frame, etc. Thank you, Chairman.
Cheryl, anything you want just to add? I mean, as I said, today was really about receiving thoughts and views. I'll make some comments in a minute, but is there anything you'd like to say in response?
Thank you, Chairman. I would just say thank you very much. As the Chairman said, I'm not sure whether it's an exception, but having unanimous support is always welcome. And we see here, you know, Superman like Paul who come to rescues and say, you know, we have full support even across the district. And we also have Superwoman like, you know, Winnie trying to explain why 2070 is the earliest possible. I would just give a few quick responses to, you know, a few key
very
issues.
Quick, because we're up against
very
the
quick,
start.
Very quick. Thank you. First, timing. As Winnie has tried to explain, we try to expedite as far as possible, but because however quick we want to do, we still have to go to LegCo. That's we can't help, but we just have to go there, hopefully in a year's time. But then even if pending, you know, LegCo approval, we have actually explored whether we can actually open up at least part of it, pending a fuller scale construction works. But then the problem is still rests with the segregation between the market and the promenade. We still have to sort it out. We are not just going to open up the area without, you know, having the segregation. We still have to do something, some minor works to separate the things. So it might not help shorten the lead time too much to that extent. But of course, in terms of the overall timing, we will try to shorten as far as possible. The other thing is a few members have also mentioned what should be there in terms of the content. Of course, this will be an important part of the detailed design stage to see how we can fit things together. But as I've mentioned earlier, it's a gradual process. We are not going to put everything here because we have limitations here. And some things like, you know, restaurants, of course, I'm sure, you know, the task force will give full support if eventually we have to do time planning things. But then the issue is we want to start it as quick as possible. So we have to, we just want to do the basic things first. And then, you know, for other things that may take longer, we will just gradually include this in the future program. And there are some very interesting and actually doable ideas, such as Dai Bai Dong, and you know how to, you know, highlight the characteristics of the site. That is the wholesale market as the backdrop. Actually, I think, of course, in terms of design, we can take that into account. But also, in terms of the non-worst elements, the community involvement program, we can also make use of the characteristics of the site to bring it out. Market operators, well, of course, you know, they are stakeholders. We'll try to engage them. We have actually explored with the agriculture, fisheries and conservation department as to actually how how many will actually be affected if we want to, you know, get the driveway. I think that the initial response is that there would be about hundreds towards, you know, the harbourfront site. They are the key operators, you know, the vegetables and the fruits stores, which actually really have the loading needs throughout the day. So, but of course, however difficult they are, and we still have to engage them, we will try to get as much as possible so as, you know, to make this project really meaningful. That's all I have to say for now, and thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Cheryl, thank you. I mean, in summary, obviously we're very supportive. Indeed, I mean, I think we'd like to be a partner in the project going forward. Obviously, the District Council has done a great deal on its own and negotiated with government, but to the extent that the Harbour Commission, to the extent that the Harbour Commission can and the Harbour Unit can be more involved, we'd like to be. So I think that's
thank you, Chair.
One general observation. Just from my point of view, I think Paul's point about trying to get early access to the promenade, I think, you know, if you can achieve that by putting up a rail that separates the trucks from the people, and you could give them early access to the waterfront, I think that will be a major. The other thing is, you talk about 6 metres, and that, to me, that's pretty tight. And if there's any way of making that 7 or 8, you know, and coming to some compromise, I would favour that. Food and beverage, I think there's a major opportunity using the piers. And don't be frightened by town planning. You know, we would be supportive of initiatives to use the piers for food and beverage outlets, I'm sure. And overall, I think the message is be ambitious. Be ambitious in terms of the overall scheme. And notwithstanding what Winnie says, Winnie, I know, has to obviously defend her turf, but if we can accelerate even more, we'd like to. All right, thank you. Please, PK.
About that compromise you mentioned, perhaps we don't need to be bound by a straight line, 6 meters or 7 or 8 meters. Can we negotiate some base indentations along the way, 3 or 4 stations sort of thing? So you can park some mobile food stores or vehicles or mobile data or whatever.
Okay, let Cheryl take that away. It sounds a bit complicated. Please, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. As a Vice Chairman of District Council, thank you all the members to support this project, and we will take all the comments back to the District Council to consider whether we can improve the project. But I want to say that we have negotiated with the operator for a long time. They agreed to give us 3 meters, only 3 meters.
Wow.
Yeah, we have to do more work to ask them to give us 6 meters in the future. So we have a lot of work to do.
Okay,
thank
wow.
You.
So we're only at 3. Ah, I see. Okay. Cheryl, thank you ever so much. And come back and see us when you've got your design a little further forward. Thank you.